It's a new day. The Yankees play another game today. The Yankees have the opportunity to go up 3-1 like the Dodgers just did yesterday. Good grief, Grimace. The Mets have turned back into a playoff pumpkin. I don't know what to tell y'all, man. 30 runs in four games? I'm trying to think back to, like, other matchups where, like, a team got hot and made it to, like, the Super Bowl or the conference championship or even, like, March Madness, like, the Cinderella team when they actually get to, like, face the top seed, and then it's just like, nah, all of that mojo wears off. All of that magic carpet riding and believing, it's just like you can't summon it anymore. They got to dig deep. They got to dig deep. It's a tall task. It's the tallest of tasks. It almost seems impossible. Let's bring in some Mets fans. Yankee fans, if you're on hold, I'll start mixing you in. But, like, it's a new day. If you're a Yankee fan still crying about losing in 10 innings to the Big Christmas and David Friday, like, just get over it. Like, the Yankees have an opportunity to take this game Friday and Saturday and not even come back to the Bronx and play. So let the Mets fans talk about their team, the lack of hitting, the lack of pitching, and just the lack of fight and never-say-die mentality that it took for them to get here. Howard is in Southampton on the fan. Go for it, Howard.
Hi, Keith. Thanks for taking the call. I'm trying to get my way out of Citi Field, and I really can't believe what I just saw. If you had told me a week ago, watch out for Tommy Edman, he's going to single-handedly beat you, I would say, like, what are you talking about? But this guy, I think he's a 215 hitter. He's batting cleanup tonight. I think he has more hits and RBIs than the whole team put together. It's really hard to comprehend all the euphoria that was taking place last week. Seems to have disappeared in like 2 or 3 days. I'm watching Pete Alfonso time and time again with guys on base, and he's flailing at pitches. I know he had that tremendous home run. I can't take it away from him, but I can't forget what I just saw either.
Yeah, it's tough. Thanks for the call, Howard. You're leaving Citi Field, back-to-back nights. It's cold. The team goes cold. They only score 2 runs in 2 nights. 2 nights ago, you were chanting, Yankees suck, Yankees suck. And I don't think there's any chance of let's go Mets coming out of there tonight. I think it's a quiet calm over the stadium as I'm looking at Kevin Burkhardt, former WFAN guy, A-Rod, who I saw in Legends on Tuesday, big sloppy Ortiz, and Derek Jeter, who just told a story about the Baja men who let the dogs out. How in the Subway Series, and think about all of the talk from last week, the show I had Friday where I humored everybody and I said, all right, we'll do it because we don't know who we're going to play. We'll talk about the Subway Series. It's a fool's errand, but I'll humor you. And I took a bunch of calls. Oh, you're scared. You don't want the smoke with the Mets. Oh, it's a bad matchup for you. Oh, you don't want to see the Mets in the World Series. Well, I don't know if we're going to have to worry about that. Yankees still got to handle their business, but they're up. Anyway, Derek Jeter told the story of the Baja men coming out to perform, and I think it was Game 5 of the Subway Series, and it was a clown show. It was a spectacle. Who Let the Dogs Out being performed on the field as you're getting ready for a game. And he said he made eye contact with Jerry Seinfeld. And after they won the game, he said he went out and bought a Baja Men CD, signed it, and said, I knew it was over, and sent it to Jerry Seinfeld. Jeter just told that story yesterday. And here we are on the precipice of Game 5, and we got to get a live performance again. No, it's not Timmy Trumpet this time. It's going to be a live performance of My Girl before Game 5, right? So we all can, I guess, sing along and really get pumped up for Game 5. The Temptations. How old are the Temptations? I do not know. Good for them getting a Steve Cohen money grab. They're going to perform My Girl at Citi Field ahead of Game 5, since that's Francisco Lindor's walk-up song. 888-808-1019. Whatever. Maybe it helps. maybe it gets him going. John is in Marlboro. John, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Thank you for having me on. I'm actually on my drive home from the Met game now, and it's just demoralizing. I hate to see this run end like this, and I hate to lose hope at this point. But I just don't even know what to say. They missed so many opportunities. They didn't capitalize. Bases loaded twice. I don't even know what to say.
It's unfortunate because it's like, is this how we're going to go out after the heroics, after the miracles, after the cinematic moments from Lindor's home run against the Braves to Pete Alonso's home run against the Brewers, Jesse Winker's home run, Jesse Winker slamming his helmet against the Brewers, Jesse Winker's home run where he pimped it against the Phillies. It's just like, where is that now? And that's why I say we've seen this. I got to think back to some other sports. We've seen this where those runs eventually, when you're a third place team and you're a team that's playing above your head, that wasn't expected to get there, a sixth seed that now is playing in the final four with all 1 and 2 seeds, it evaporates at some point. And I feel that's like exactly where we are.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just sad to see them end like this, and I hope that's not the case, and they fight with their back against the wall, but who knows if that's going
to
happen.
Force it back to L.A. Thanks for the call, John. Don't get completely swept at home. Force a game 6 in L.A. and show some fight. You know why? Because you can't go out this way, right? You can't go out with 3 straight losses. You can't go out giving up, I don't know, you already give up 30 runs, can't give up another 8, 9, 10 runs. Like, that's like, for all the conversation about the easy path that the Yankees had to the World Series, if you go out quietly, meekly, and the Dodgers put up another, you know, double-digit hits, 8, 9, 10 runs, that's the easiest path right there. That's the easiest path to the World Series. There was little to no resistance. 888-808-1019. Back to the Yankee fans on the Fan. Avery's out in St. Louis. You got it. Go for it.
Hey, Keith. Long time no talk.
Yeah. I think so. I know you're back at school. I think we DM'd something. I don't know. How you feeling, kid?
Oh, yeah. That thing with the flag was really cool.
Listen,
I hear you. And, you know, it's just hard for me to see just how close we were to taking 3-0 leads and to just have confidence in our ability to come back tomorrow and change the narrative, you know? And that's not because I don't believe in them, because I do believe in them. I think they're resilient. I think they're talented. And I think the team's been doing a very good job. And I knew from the beginning that Cleveland was a very tough opponent. Like, I know that we won 2-0 at home, but obviously that we are not above them unless we beat them. And the whole thing about us not playing on the same field as them, no, they're a really good team. It's just like, just, you know, the way it happened and the roller coaster of emotions involved, it's hard to swallow. And, you know, it may be hard for me. I hope it's not as hard for the players and the Yankees, and I hope they're able to come back.
They don't care. And even the way Judge was talking about it, he said it's like a 9-0 loss. It ain't like a 9-0 loss. It's a completely different feel. We had that game. We were an out away. But you know what I feel? Because I'm on the internet probably too much and talking to random people on Twitter, and a lot of these accounts are young guys. You young guys are shook. You young guys are scared because you thought you had game 3, a win away from the World Series. Like, you young guys, this is your World Series where you're like, oh, man, we almost had, you know, we almost went up 3-0, which would have made it, like, impossible for them to rip off 4 wins in a row. But us Yankee fans that are a little older, like, I talked about me being 16 in 2024. Like,
yeah.
I'm not worried at all. I think this team is not that Red Sox team. They don't have David Ortiz. Like, they are not about to rip off 4 wins in a row against this Yankee team. This Yankee team has home field advantage. This Yankee team has Aaron Judge now, who Aaron Judge looks like Aaron Judge again. Stanton is still playoff Stanton. If some of these other guys get their act together on the base paths and, you know, stringing together hits and driving in runs, like, they can win this game today and win the game Saturday and come back home, and it's Yanks in 5.
Right. And I mean, yeah, but also, like, to your point of my age, and, you know, it does make it harder because I'm not familiar with, like, the idea of,
yeah,
you know, like, I don't have enough
You didn't go through the battles.
You didn't. The past.
You didn't go through the wars.
The collapses against Houston. That's what I've seen. And I know it doesn't compare, but that's just the reality of it.
Yeah, but
you
this
know?
Ain't the Houston
so when
Astros,
I see
bro.
Like this, I get scared.
This is not the Houston Astros. Steven Vogt is a rookie manager. It took every break, every instant replay, every ball to bounce off a player for them to win in 10 innings. Every pitch that, you know, had to be hung or left in the zone, they had to fight and claw and scratch to get that 10-inning win. And I don't think the team is fazed by it. If anything, they're probably pissed off about it because they know they could have went up 3-0, and now they're like, okay, now we got to play an extra game. We're not playing any more than five. Maybe six.
On the other hand, I think that this year, at least with regards to Aaron Boone, like, I know the bullpen wasn't perfect tonight. You can't expect the bullpen to be perfect every time. I don't put this on the bullpen at all. I just think that this is just the way it was, and that's baseball, and I hear you, and it's unfortunate, but
those
it makes
guys
sense.
Are good. David Fry was an all-star. The Big Christmas is a rising star. This guy gets in the game. He does the job. Right. He pimped the hell out of that. Like, good for them. They're Major League Baseball players. They get paid millions of dollars, too. Those guys wouldn't have been able to walk around the city of Cleveland if they went down 3-0 and lost. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had to fight for their lives.
All I'm saying is, all I was going to say was, I just think that so far this postseason, at least this Yankees team has looked more confident. Aaron Boone has been more confident in his decision.
Aaron Boone has been good.
Good rationales for them. It's been working, and overall, I'm happy. And I just hope to continue.
They haven't played well. Thanks for the call, Avery. They haven't played well. Can we say that the Yankees haven't put together a game where you're like, "Wow, they're locked in." Yep, they're not leaving runners on base. Yeah, they're getting this umpire today was whack. I had multiple problems with him. We'll see his scorecard whenever that comes out. But imagine tonight against Gavin Williams with Luis Gil on the mound. That'd be ideal. Back that young man up, please. Score some runs in the first, second, third inning so he feels like he's got some run support and a lead. Judge is fine. For all the skeptics and critics of Judge, Judge is Judge again. Unlocked. Stanton is Stanton. I need Jazz to show up. Verdugo is doing what he's got to do. Volpe's doing what he's got to do. Austin Wells has been terrible. I think Rizzo's going to wear this one. I think Rizzo's going to go to sleep, and Rizzo himself said, you know, these opportunities, he doesn't know the next time this is going to come around. He's going to wear this one. This game goes differently if Rizzo is better prepared to make some plays when he comes into that game. So I'm not too worried about it, honestly. I'm really not. I'm excited because, like, we're going to turn up Billy's on a Friday night. They're opening up Billy's, and obviously we're not going to put 1,000 people in there like a Yankee game. But if we get 100 crazy Yankee fans on a Friday night to watch the Yankees versus the Guardians out in Ohio on the big screen in the Bronx, like, that's great, man. I love this time of the year. It's a series. I didn't expect a sweep. You'll never see me with a broom. I would never make a video with a broom. I'm not that dumb. I've watched too many games, and like I've watched NBA, NFL, March Madness, NHL play, like, it is not over until it's over. Until the quote-unquote fat lady sings, like, it is not over. You cannot start feeling confident and good. Even when I came from the stadium on Tuesday, I told y'all, I don't know how to feel. We haven't been this close, right? We were a game away in 2017, but we didn't have a 2-0 lead. We didn't have a two-game lead. Now we don't have a two-game lead. It's a one-game lead. They must go out and get this next game. And they must finish the job. Job's not finished. Kevin out in Point Pleasant back on the Fan. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Keith, how's it going? Great to talk.
I'm good, man. Thanks for checking in with us.
No, absolutely. You kind of took the words out of my mouth. Look, game three loss, it's devastating. The bullpen was kind of stumbled, and it's the first time we've seen that. It hurts to see for sure, but adversity is a good thing for a team, and we'll see what this team has. You know, I think it's a positive thing seeing our big guns, Stanton, Soto, Judge. They're kind of on the same page now. They're
Soto
rolling.
Tomorrow or tonight, bank on it. I said it earlier. When Soto gets rung up or Soto doesn't perform, he shows up the next day early, and he's on one. I expect Soto to have a moment in the game.
You know, you tell me in July that we lost a road game with arguably probably our worst starter. I'm more of a heel guy. They don't want to give him the ball because he's a rookie. He's got a lot, not necessarily a rookie, but, you know, he doesn't have any postseason experience.
Yeah, he's a rookie.
You want to know shit. Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, look, devastating loss. We had six hits on the road with our worst starter.
Yeah, and for a while they only had three. For a while they were getting shut down every single batter. 1-2-3,
exactly.
1-2-3, 1-2-3. They were folding. Yes. And then against Emmanuel Clase,
with our lineup,
against a guy that Austin Hedges said is the best pitcher ever, a guy who some do look at as the best closer in the game, he gets rubbed, gives up back-to-back home runs. We got him. I'm not worried about it. Thanks for the call, Kevin. 888-808-1019. Let's keep it rolling, man. I want to bring in some Mets fans, though. Yankee fans, there's nothing to be, I don't know. I didn't think they were going to sweep. So I'm sorry if you guys are disappointed tonight because they were an out away from going up 3-0 with the chance to sweep. I don't need a sweep. I need four wins. That's it. I need four wins out of seven, and that's still very much on the table. Ryan is leaving Citi Field. Ryan, talk to us. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Appreciate you taking the call. We're leaving Citi now. I just got to say, I feel like I got the life completely sucked out of me. I mean, I thought last night, I mean, it was bad. Again, I mean, I feel like last night and tonight were very similar. You know, you had guys on everywhere, just leaving them out there. You can't win championships like that. It's bad. It's a terrible feeling leaving there. I felt, you know, after last night, bad blow. You know, yeah, they had the off day. Maybe it affected them a little bit. But I really thought we had it tonight going in there. I thought we had it. It's just tough. I mean, there's like no worse feeling than this. It's coming off the high with the Phillies, it's brutal. I mean, I hope they can get it tomorrow. I mean, it's scary to even think about getting it tomorrow and going back to L.A., but this team's magical. You never know what's going to happen, but it's just a scary thought to even think about.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. Well, yeah, you can't go 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position. You can't leave 12 on base. You can't kill the rally you have late in the game where you load the bases and then come up with absolutely nothing. Against the Dodgers, who, like, their lineup is relentless. Like, they traded for Tommy Edmund. Look at this guy go. Kike Hernandez, they weren't even playing him in the beginning of the postseason. Max Muncy is on a ridiculous run. I got to go look up what type of run Max Muncy is on right now so that I don't do it verbatim. I can actually read, like, what he's doing in, like, a historical context, in just a ridiculous context. See, they can't get him out. They can't get him out. I'm trying to find it. Max Muncy sets a new MLB postseason record by reaching an 11 straight plate appearances. No, make that 12. Like, he's on one. Absolutely on one. Home run. Walk, walk, walk. Single. Walk, walk. Home run. Walk, walk. You got to get outs. You got to get that guy out specifically. And when your lineup is failing and your pitching is failing, it is a recipe for disaster, losing three games with a score of 27-2 in the NL Championship Series. This is for the pennant. 888-808-1019. Steve in Fort Lee, New Jersey. Hello.
Hey, Keith. How's it going? Big fan. Thanks for taking my call. If the Yankees are, like, in a close game tomorrow, who do they bring in for, like, high leverage and to close out the game?
I think it's going to get interesting tomorrow because I don't know how long Heal is going to go. And they can't get into a situation where Heal is giving up homers or giving up. I don't know. I see people talking about Stroman. I am not trying to see Marcus Stroman's style of pitching in the postseason, especially against this team that has athleticism and can run and a couple ground balls get through the hole and it could get out of hand. I was asking for Jake Cousins, not being sure where he is. I hope Ian Hamilton is okay. He was hurt, and that's how we ended up seeing Tim Mesa today. But, like, we don't have that many options. I don't expect Holmes and Weaver to go. Maybe Holmes, but definitely not Weaver. Canely probably not either, because I think Canely threw, like, 26 pitches. I don't know. It's going to get interesting.
You think they get creative, possibly, with maybe even, like, If they have a lead and they want to close it out, maybe, like, use, like, Cole or something? You think that's even, like, realistic?
I wouldn't play like that. No, I wouldn't do that.
No.
I wouldn't play like that.
I feel like tomorrow's a must-win.
Especially,
after,
Cole being shaky in his last outing? Nah.
Nope. If it was an elimination game tomorrow, right, if we went up 3-0 in this game and actually won the game, then anything goes for game four to close it out. But no. And I also, I don't want to say I'm glad. Thanks for the call, Steve. I don't want to say I'm glad, but, like, I didn't want to sweep, right? These guys already had to overcome a bye week. I didn't want to sweep and have extra time off until the World Series starts. Let them keep playing, because the more at-bats they have, the better they will be. The more pitches Judge sees, the more Judge returns to being Judge. The more high-leverage spots that these guys have to get out of and wiggle out of, the better off they will be. They need to be playing. And right now it's set up for them to play Friday, Saturday, and maybe they won't even need Monday. But I never expected a sweep. I said it's going to be Yankees in 5-6 to be respectful, because in the season series, they lost 2 out of 7 games to these guys. They could have swept them in Ohio back in April. They could have swept them in the Bronx in August. But, like, DJ LeMahieu didn't step on a bag and some other shenanigans went on. And I'm really not tripping off of this loss. Mark is out in California. Mark, you're back on the Fan in New York.
What's going on? Yeah, I know you were talking about runners and scoring position, Keith. Yankees know that too well, man. I actually went back, because every single time, man, I watched, it just bugged me so much. Like, Yanks leave the most men on like I've ever seen. The last 12 playoff series, okay, of the New York Yankees, last 12 playoff series, okay? 12. Yankees are batting collectively as a whole with runners in scoring position. What do you think the number is? Give me a rough guess.
It's not good. They found some magic, some lightning in a bottle with Judge and Stanton against Class A, but, like, that doesn't make up for all of the LOB.
It's ridiculous. Plus, what really bugs me in this game, listen, once you get into this year, all Boone's moves were criticized. Even last year, a couple playoffs ago, all they did was just go to one guy in the playoffs. It was Wandy Peralta. Wandy, right? That was every single game, Wandy, right? So in this game, like, you can walk Big Christmas. Like, you don't need to throw. He threw a four-seam fastball that he swung at. It was 0-1. Then he throws a changeup. Like, look at Tommy K. He threw 26 pitches, and he threw 26 straight pitches. He didn't change it up at all. He threw the same pitch 26
times. That's what he does. Yeah.
Like, right. But the thing is, like, you never see Boone come out and say, listen, you can walk this guy. You don't need to throw it in the zone to him. If you look at the two homers that, well, listen, you hate homers just as much as I hate homers, right? I mean, we have talked about this.
I don't hate the guy. I hate how they use the guy over and over again, because I wanted the one seed in the division, which we ultimately got. But there were times in the season where I'm like, you're giving away wins.
Right. I was screaming Jake Cousins. I was like, where is Jake Cousins? Like, when Holmes came in, when he gave up the single, I looked at my girlfriend. I said, it's over.
I knew it as well.
The minute he gave that single up, I was like,
we've seen it too many times. We've seen it too many times.
I've seen it 13 times. I've seen it 13 times. And then, listen, it was like the same thing in the ninth inning, right? It was the same exact thing. He gets 2 quick outs. All of a sudden, you're like, wow, this is over. Weaver's about to get the 4-out save. Boom. It's like someone whispered in Christmas's ear saying, swing. You know what I mean? Like, swing was just immaculate.
But also now they've seen Weaver and Holmes in every game in this series. Thanks for the call, Mark. And that's why I went back to last time I was on, some people saying, yo, why are you using these guys in a 6-2 game? Because that's what their lanes are and their script tells them and what they want to do. But then when you show these guys to them enough, there's some familiarity, there is some sitting on pitches, maybe tipping pitches, not executing pitches. And when pitches aren't executed and they're hung in the zone, these are major league players as well. I don't care who tells you they're JV. I don't care who tells you they don't belong on the field with the Yankees. They won the games to get here. They're a division winner. They got a bye as well. This was supposed to be the seeded matchup. So the Guardians also, right, as we're watching the Dodgers kill the Mets run, and Mets fans, please call so I can stop talking these Yankee fans off the ledge. Like, Yankee fans, move out of the way and let the Mets fans talk, because your situation is nothing compared to their situation. But the Guardians,
they knocked out the Tigers, who were the hottest team in the American League on a magic carpet ride. And now you're seeing the Dodgers pour cold water on the Mets and their run. This is what happens in baseball when you're playing on October 17th. Here we are, October 18th. This time last year, we were getting ready for the Knicks to play. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got to break it down. I got 90 minutes left. Please call 888-808-1019, BRB.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Manny, no Diddy. I don't know if we could. I don't know if we could play the Diddy coming back. It's all good. This is a classic. All about the Benjamins. KM to 2 a.m. Keith McPherson on the Fan. You heard? Listen, enough already with the Yankee fans crying, right? Now is the time, right? Evan, a couple days ago, did his open where he talked about, Yankee fans, I'm ashamed of you. Yankee fans, I'm ashamed of you. You're crying because they almost went up 3-0, but they lost? Like, so what? That was a hell of a game. You didn't enjoy that. That game didn't make you feel some things. It made me feel more than the first two games. I'm jumping up and down. I'm trying not to yell, trying not to wake my son up. My wife is laughing. My wife is enjoying just living in the moment with me. You're not going to win all these games. You're not going to sweep all these games. That was fun, though. That was a fight, right? And Mets fans, your whole thing was, you got to believe. This is a magical season. I can't believe it. The Grimace effect. Well, if you ever had to dig deep and believe, like, now is the time. When it literally seems impossible, now is the time to think that these guys can do what they've done all year and come back from the dead. Nine lives, resiliency. Well, like, this is the toughest test. This is potentially the final one. Now you're facing elimination. Now your back is against the wall completely. Your season could end again, right? I remember getting on the Fan, filling in for BT and Sal, and I think it was coming off of the Padres series and when the Mets went out against and faced off against the Diamondbacks. And I remember saying, you guys tripped me out. The worst loss of the season is the one that ends your season. Until then, you have hope. So enough already with the crying. It's Friday. Let's hear from the soon-to-be captain of the Mets. If this guy is a named captain next year, I don't know what we're doing. And for what my money was worth, he was the MVP of the National League. But Shohei Ohtani, in this head-to-head, said, no, 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 silly rabbits. I'm the guy that's winning that trophy. But let's hear from Francisco Lindor after this game. He has to lead the way.
It feels like you've been here before with the uphill battle in front of you. What is it about the belief in this club that can come to the fore again tomorrow?
If you have no belief, you shouldn't be here. You know, you got to believe. You got to fight for what we want, you know, for what you want. You got to fight for it. And at the end of the day, it comes down to one day at a time and executing. You know, we have an amazing opportunity, and that's a winning a big league game in National League Championship Series. So we got to come out. We got to execute, and we got to play the game better than they do. And if we win tomorrow, then we learn from it, move on.
And with Flaherty on the mound, is he invincible? No. The Padres were able to get to him. And with David Peterson on the mound, I mean, he was incredible at times this year for the Mets. He was at times an unsung hero,
a bright spot that you weren't anticipating, so he could have his finest hour. 888-808-1019. Paul is in Queens. Paul, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. What's going on, my man?
You know, trying to talk everybody off the ledge because we're still playing baseball here. It's October 18th. This time last year,
yes, sir.
We were not in existence.
Yes, sir. So I'm in the car right now driving home from Citi Field. Can you hear me? Are we connected?
Yeah, you're good.
Good. Yeah, so I was just at the game, man, and I'm not going to lie. We got punched in the mouth tonight, you know. I was at the Phillies game 3 last week, and the place was rocking. Tonight was a tough one to swallow. But you know what, man? I'm old enough to remember Pete Alonso in the top of the ninth versus the Brewers crack a shot that no one thought he'd crack. And if you ask me, I think we're coming back tomorrow. I think we're going to scrap one out tomorrow. And I think that this series is going to game 7. And then it's anyone's game. You know, and I'm driving home and I'm trying to, you know, put things together. And I just can't help but sing, meet the Mets, greet the Mets. Step right up and meet the Mets. Bring your kitties, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life because the Mets are really socking the ball. Hitting the home runs over the wall. East side, west side, everybody's coming down to meet the METS Mets of New York Town.
There it is, Paul. And now I am banging the drum of positivity. LGM. Let's go Grimace. Glizzy Izzy. Seymour Wiener. Hawk Tua Girl, where you been? Why you hiding now? We need you now. The Playoff Pumpkin. The Rally Pimp. And Positive Tommy, he will lead you. He said he will not give up. He will not lay down his sword. The season is not over because there's no quit in Positive Tommy.
Fuck to it, Loogie.
888-808-1019. Vinny in Middle Village is on the Fan. We'll go back to talking the Yanks for a minute.
Hey, listen, no, it's not about the Yanks. I'm a Mets fan. I just got home from Citi Field myself.
Okay.
And that last call, let me tell you something. I hope he's not driving because he's definitely wrecked. And I'll tell you something else. You know, positivity's great. Anyone who goes there tonight or tomorrow and spends their hard-earned money on tickets is not going with the belief they're going to lose. So if you went to the game, you had some positivity. But there's a difference between that and delusion, okay? And I've seen my team make it to the NLC. I'm 40 years old, okay? I didn't enjoy 86. We don't get to the NLCS except once every 9 years, basically, okay? The windows close very, very quickly. Our starting rotation this year is a bunch of no-name guys that all had career years. And God bless Stearns. He pushed all the right buttons, all the signings he signed. I hated every one of them at the time he signed them. He was right. I was clearly wrong, right? That's why he gets paid to do his job, and I get paid to do another job.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, this team is going to look drastically different next year. There's no guarantee we're going to be back in the playoffs, let alone the NLCS. And when I hear Yankee fans crying about losing to Cleveland tonight, because their closer blew a save. It's like,
extra innings.
It's so gross. It's so gross. It's like hearing someone with 2 tomahawk steaks in each hand crying because they have no bread, okay? Yankee fans have never tasted desperate. They've never starved like Mets fans have starved for a winner. I don't think I'll ever see a championship in my life. I really don't. And you guys win a championship pretty much every decade. And this might be your one for the 2020s, you know?
Yeah,
and who knows? You might get more.
World Series. I'm not afraid to say that either. That's why I'm not tripping off a loss. It's part of it. Thanks for the call, Vinny. He's just echoing what I was saying too. It's these younger fans, right? The younger fans that are like 25 and under, He's like, this is the one I'm going to be able to remember. Don't let it slip away. Well, it's not supposed to be easy. Anything worth having in life comes with difficulty. I could take the rest of my show to tell you about how I even got to this point and how difficult it was. You feel me? Like, you got to go through it to get to it. If you have everything handed to you, you don't even appreciate it. If you never have any adversity, you don't know how to handle the first sign of adversity when it comes. I don't mind the Yankees losing that game, how they lost that game. A lot of y'all were calling it a punt game anyway. A lot of y'all looked at the lineup and said, oh, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Oh, this is making me uncomfortable. Why would they do this now? Because they can. They're up 2-0. Because they can. They're the New York Yankees. Now is the time to remember that you're the New York Yankees and that you have Hall of Famers on your team. They might have one. Now is the time to remember that you're the New York Yankees. You still have home field advantage. You have the upper hand. You easily could still take the next two games and not even play another game in the CS in Yankee Stadium. You could win two more in front of them. You could be popping champagne Saturday. It's Friday, so now tomorrow, right? The same way you feel tonight, in 2 days, you could be watching the Yankees spray champagne again, saying, we're going to the World Series. David is out on Long Island, next up on The Fan.
Hey, Keith. Good talk to you today. So, obviously, at the moment, it was very down. But, you know, as it settled in, I kind of felt like, you know, as good as the Yankees didn't have, aren't winning four games, right? Because then you have a week-off layoff. And that's something that I actually, before this game today, I was just, you know, I think winning four games, that's going to be a long time, possibly. Like, that's a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and we saw how the issues were after the first week. And another thing is, like, you know, like Muhammad Ali once said, everybody has a plan before you get punched in the face. Like, these are the moments. Like, if you're a champion team and you're really deserving of it, you come back from adversity. And the Yankees are not in a good spot. The 2-1. You know, if you came to me, like, 2 weeks ago and told me the Yankees would be up 2-1 in the ALCS, I would take that 9 out of 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you don't have a bad loss.
The last homestand, when they were both series, they lost the Pirates series and the Orioles series. If somebody would have told you, don't sweat it, you'll be up 2-1 in the CS,
yes,
two wins away from the next World Series, I would have been like, I don't know.
Absolutely. And, you know, you got to call the tippy cap. You know, like, it's not always about you. They had good swings. They had good two moments. You know, the back against the wall, they had good swings. And, you know, I think on a positive note, too, from this game, you got to take some positives, right? The Yankees' big bats, Stan and Judge, that would have walked in. I think Soto is the best pure hitter. He's always going to, every game he could have a good game. You know, that's Juan Soto. He's your best pure hitter.
Thanks for the call, David. Soto tomorrow. Put like tonight, actually. It's Friday now. I said that. Thanks for the call, bro. I just got a ton of calls, and I'm running out of time. I have like an hour left, and the phone is blinking, and we got to get to people faster. Juan Soto bounces back tomorrow. From the way that this game started with the pitch clock violation to him getting rung up with that off-speed pitch, like, I think Soto is going to sleep saying, I could have impacted this game. I think I'm the generational Juan Soto. I think I'm going to be asking this Yankees organization for $600 million in 2 months. I need to come through, and I expect him to. 888-808-1019. Ross in Bergen County on The Fan in New York.
What's up, Keith? I'm just numb to this crap at this point, man. And you're talking about the younger fan. Listen, I remember calling up C-Mac when the Rangers went down. He was talking about, you know, I got about 20-plus years on the average age of a caller here on this station. But you know what? I look at the life of someone like one Evan Roberts, and aside from 1986 when he was about 4 to 5 years old, he hasn't seen another damn ring in his lifetime. And I think I'm going down the same damn track. Honestly, you know what? You talk about bringing back all those characters. At some point, the magic bus ride's got to end. All right? And just year after year after year, I say, why do you build me up, Buttercup Baby, just to let me down? It happens every single year. You know what? Honestly, the Mets are probably the safest out of all of them because, you know, for every year like this, you get 5 years where they're out of it in, like, June, July. Cough, cough. Last year was easier on us Mets fans. So now you got this year. And listen, this season, in the grand scheme of things, was a successful season no matter where the line stops. And, you know, I brought up early on in the year to you, if they do slip in as a sixth seed, which they went on to do, You look at what it did to teams like Arizona and Philly the last 2 years, big picture. So no doubt this is going to be a big deal for them, big picture. But just overall, man, I look at the 22 Rangers, and a year later we followed it up. Oh, yeah, this is just the beginning of what this team could become down the road. And we let, you know, it was your first playoff run as a Devil fan. We let Akira Schmidt drive it into the ground. This year it was Walker Buehler, who he himself said on an interview, I didn't know if I was going to be on this NLCS roster. And we let this guy basically just bring back shades of his prime self from 4 or 5 years ago that even he thought was a thing of the past. He himself diagnosed himself with the yips. They go up every other at-bat. They're whiffing on his curveball. It's a disgrace, dude. They're going out sad. You talk about Lindor, talk about belief. He's just, you know what? He's out of words to it. And
to he's got to do it.
As magical
the talk
of a
is
season.
Cheap. At this point, man, no, the
they're
talk
wasting a team of destiny. Cheap.
Thanks for the call, Ross. Talk is cheap. Tickets should be cheaper. You're facing elimination. I'm seeing the cheapest ticket on SeatGeek is $141. I expect that to change by the time we get to first pitch tomorrow. David Peterson will be making his first postseason start. Jack Flaherty looking to pick up where he left off in L.A. And, yeah, he's trying to send the Mets to the World Series. A kid that grew up a Dodgers fan, grew up out there. They're trying to fly back to L.A. and not have to play a game. And I'd be fine with that. We were just talking about, you know, with the Yankees, I didn't want them to sweep. Because if they were to sweep Friday the 18th, that'd be a week until they got back on the field the 25th for the World Series. So let's go Mets. Fight them off. Force a game six in L.A. 888-808-1019. Josh in Brooklyn on the fan before we go to break.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I love your approach to the radio. I think you have a really great show. This is my first time calling, so I just want to say thanks first off. I was at the Mets game tonight. It was brutal. But Ohtani's home run in the top of the first inning took all the life out of the crowd.
Of course.
It reminded me of, I don't know if you remember, Subway Series, Derek Jeter's home run at Shea Stadium in 2000.
Yeah.
It felt the same exact way to me, where I'm a Mets fan. And the same way Jeter hit that home run, Ohtani hit this home run tonight. And I thought, like, well, that's it. Like, it's over. Like, the best player on the field just did something to suck the life out of the crowd.
Yeah, it is.
I don't mean to be pessimistic, but
no, but like when you watch the highlight of it, Ohtani, it was a 91 mile an hour. I don't know what pitch was thrown. Fastball, I'm assuming, in the middle. Quintana, he just jumped on it, and that ball went out on the line, and nobody in the ballpark moved.
Yeah, I was in center field in the bleachers out there, and it got there in a hurry. The other thing I want to say is about the Mets starting pitching. I was at Game 5 of the World Series 2015 when Matt Harvey was pitching, and the crowd had something to believe in because they had an ace. They had, like, a workhorse, and it gave hope. And this Mets team doesn't – maybe Sean Manaea, but they don't really have a starting pitcher like that. And so even at the beginning of the game, it's like, oh, Quintana, like, what's he going to give you, five innings? Like, I just think the energy wasn't quite electric tonight. And it's because the lack of starting pitching. Again, a little pessimism, but I'm just being honest.
Yeah. Listen, thanks for the call, Josh. This is what it is, right? And I keep hearing this. Like, I just saw Andy Martino talking about, you know, the horses that got him there. What he says, what you're really seeing here is a lot of the horses that got them there simply looking tired. I don't want to hear that they're gassed. I want to hear that they're tired. It's a 162-game season plus the postseason. Everyone is tired. Everyone is gassed. Maybe not the teams that had a bye week. 888-808-1019. Also, this is a first-place team versus a third-place team. Yeah, there are numbers and stats and records to tell you that, no, the Mets were the best team in baseball for June to the end of the season. But also, head-to-head, the Dodgers beat them head-to-head. They won twice as many games as they lost head-to-head. These are the Dodgers. Their lineup is relentless. If it's not Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman killing you, you got to deal with Tommy Edman, Max Muncy, Teoscar Hernandez, Kike Hernandez. And when you're not pitching and you're not hitting, that's baseball, Susan. That's it. That's the whole game. When you're giving up runs and you're not able to match, when you do have home field, which is like, it's funny because I saw on Instagram, I think Dan Plesak wrote, I'm trying to go to Instagram now. There was a post on Instagram that I posted at Keith McPherson on Instagram if you do that. But Dan Plesac called Yankee Stadium a house of lunatics on MLB Network. And all of the comments were Mets fans saying, not louder than Citi Field. Not crazier than Queens. The Philly series? Yeah, that was crazy. I think that first initial, like, yo, we're hosting playoff games with the chance to defeat our division rival, that was lit. But it gets real quiet when a Dodgers team, a star-studded Dodgers team that's there every year, they don't take magic carpet rides. They make reservations. The Dodgers are here every year. The Dodgers are used to this. And Shohei Ohtani, as a postseason rookie, he's not used to it. Yamamoto, as an actual rookie, he's not used to it. But you know what? Those guys compete in the World Baseball Classic. They've been competing at a high level in Japan their entire lives. Like, they live for this stage. And they're not tired. We're not making excuses for them, right? Their horses are showing up. So it's the same thing. Like, I don't know. Stop making excuses. It is what it is, right? It is what it is. One game to fight here and fight for your season. The magical season it was, but it's all gravy. Nobody expected the Mets to be here. And it feels bad now, but we're in the era of participation trophies. So they'll put up a banner and they'll say, made it to the NLCS in 2024. 888-808-1019. 1 hour left. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.